New research by the University of Waikato has started important conversations with six Māori leaders around the Pacific. It's looking at climate crisis and the readiness of Aotearoa to host and protect the rights of Pacific people impacted by worsening climate change. And we've seen it all, haven't we, Sandy?
Yes, we have. Tēnā koe hane ane, tēnā koutou katoa kiwi.
Well, so with us this morning we have Professor of Māori and Indigenous Studies, Sandy Morrison. Who are you speaking to in terms of this Pacific climate crisis, and what do they represent?
Sure. Well, firstly, just to explain a little bit about the project, it's a MFAT commissioned project. And I guess what we want to do is to start to build a picture of what the scale, mobility and patterns would look like as climate change worsens and more people in the Pacific have to leave their homes. And some countries of choice, without a doubt, given our close whakapapa connections, let alone our proximity to the Pacific, would be New Zealand and Australia. And so as part of this research, our research team started to think, well, hang on a minute. When we talk about a te tiriti relationship, when we talk about meeting our obligations as tangata whenua and mana whenua, what would that relationship look like between Māori and the Pacific, given our shared whakapapa, our shared histories, our shared love of the ocean and these similar values that we both embrace? So with that in mind, and as part of the research, I undertook some interviews just to start the conversation with Māori leaders. So this is a small part of the research, but we have been working in country, and the countries my research team is specifically working in is Tonga and Samoa. And we've used a mixed methods approach through surveys, through Talanoa, through going into the countries with our community partners and holding different whakai groups through the Talanoa process. And so we've been collecting a lot of really, really rich and diverse information. And also, as I said, and I guess what this call is focused on is some of the early thoughts in this critical conversation that we're having with Māori leaders.
What's Talanoa?
Talanoa is like kōrero. Talanoa is an accepted Pacific methodology. I guess some of its early impact that it's had is through a well-known Pacific scholar known as Dr. Timote Vaileti, who introduced it, and it's become an accepted discourse and an accepted methodology in the way that Pacific people conduct research. And I'm one of three in our research team, which also in our research team we have Dr. Timote Vaileti and Laura Vaileti. So it's largely Pacific-led, as it must be, because we're working in the Pacific. However, we did want to ensure that the Māori Pacific connection is not lost. So we would say that it's probably, has a very strong Māori element, because being New Zealand-based through the commissioning agency of MFAT, then obviously there's an obligation to embrace and uphold te tiriti.
Yes, there is so much change going around in the Pacific. Tonga, for example, with the volcano and tsunami. Even Rarotonga, I was over there at the end of last year, and they were talking about how the COVID lockdown seriously impacted the community, and a lot of the young people have now left. So if they come to New Zealand, do we have the infrastructure and services to support them?
Well, that's exactly the question that we're asking. And look, early discussions are better than needing to react and respond at the moment of crisis, right? And so this is about planning. And I guess some evidence-based research will help with that planning, especially policy for both us, should we be a receiving country, and also for the countries that may have to send some of their populations here from Tonga and Samoa. And interesting that you talk about the eruption and the tsunami, because we spoke to some of those communities, who needed to actually create new home or new kāinga in Tonga, and moving from their islands where they had been for so many years. So we did actually speak to some of those communities. So you hit the nail on the head when you talk about, do we have the infrastructure to support? And so this is part of supporting that and saying, hey, what do we need to do here in New Zealand? And my part of the research is, how do Māori feel about this? We're tangata whenua, but we've also got some shared whakapapa. And with our research, then hopefully Samoa and Tonga, and we're actually working in 9 Pacific countries. My particular research team is working in Samoa and Tonga, and we have the University of Auckland working in the other 7 countries.
Because one of the things that I think about, you know, when our whānau go to Australia, for example, the fear is that they will lose their culture, you know, who they are, yes, as Māori. And I'm sure, yes, that the Pacific people will, you know, all the different islands with their different cultures and unique cultures, I guess that they will be looking too at how to plan to retain as much as possible of their cultures.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And lots of that goes back to the feel and the spiritual connections to land and to places. And of course, from land and places, there's that strength of culture that have kept people in place. So how do we support that? And given that we understand that as Māori, that's why we think that it's so important that Māori be part of those conversations, because governments come and go, and governments, as we know, don't understand that spiritual connection, the need for cultural retention, the need to be in an environment that allows one to be and one to be in their culture. And I don't think we have a good history of accommodating cultural diversity in New Zealand, and that's why I think that it's incredibly important that we start to think about these conversations as Māori, given our understanding about what happens when, I would say that it's when rather than if, when Pacific people have to move. How do you how do you build in processes of what would be trauma when you have to leave your historical lands, the wairua of your people? So there will be trauma to deal with as well, not just the economic sustainable development that all communities need to be able to survive and thrive.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about this kaupapa, because I think it impacts, and I think that as Māori we totally relate to the pressure that, yes, our whanaunga of the, yes, Pacific, of the rest of the Pacific, are under. So nō reira, yes, kia ora, Professor Sandy Morrison, and thank you for your time.
Tēnā koutou, kia ora.
Tēnā koe.